entity within the material world carries his different conceptions of life from one body to another, and focus on what that means, conceptions of life, because it's not in the Sanskrit, so what does it mean? Conceptions of life. And the second main point of this class is the items in Sankhya philosophy, the 24 elements of material nature, are not this gross physical phenomena realm that we know, but it's the basis for the physical phenomena that we know. And then I want to connect that with the Virat-rupa. So it's a little philosophical, but be ready for a little bit of a philosophical discussion. Here we go. Text 8. Shariram yat avapnoti yach chapyu krim katishvaraha gahi vaitani samyati vayur gandhan vashayat. The living entity in the material world carries his different conceptions of life from one body to another, as air carries aroma. Thus, he takes one kind of body and, again, quits it to take another. So it's this birth and death cycle. But it's the living entity carries his different conceptions of life. So here's Śrīla Prabhupāda's purport. Here, the living entity is described as Īśvara, the controller of his own body. If he likes, he can change his body to a higher grade. And if he likes, he can move to a lower class. Minute independence is there. The change his body undergoes depends on him at the time of death. The consciousness he has created will carry him to the next type of body. Gives examples. If he has made his consciousness like that of a cat or dog, he is sure to change to a cat's or dog's body. And if he has fixed his consciousness on godly qualities, he will change into the form of a demigod. And if he is in Krishna consciousness, he will be transferred to Krishna Loka in the spiritual world and will associate with Krishna. It is a false claim that after the annihilation of this body, everything is finished. The individual soul is transmigrating from one body to another, and his present body and the present activities are the background of his next body. If one gets a different body according to karma, he has to quit this body in due course. It is stated here that the subtle body which carries the conception to the next body. I'll read that sentence again. I'm trying to focus here on what is the conception of life that's carried from one body to the next mean. What does that mean? It is stated here that the subtle body will carry the conception of the next body develops another body in the next life. This process of transmigrating from one body to another and struggling while in the body is called karshati, or struggle for existence. So this struggle for existence, word karshati, is in the previous verse, text 7. very well-known verse. Vamekam sajiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manukshya stani indriyani prakriti stani karshati. Now, prakriti stani, that living entity is stani, situated in prakriti. Living entity is different than prakriti, but is situated in prakriti and is karshati, struggling. So that struggle, what's that struggle? This process of transmigrating from one body to another and struggling while in the body is called karshati, or struggle for existence. But we're eternal, we're in the temporary, and we're struggling for eternal within the temporary. It doesn't happen, so it's an endless struggle. Now, looking closely at the word for word, we're not in a room full of people with Bhagavad Gita's in front of them, but I can tell you that in the word for word, there's no conceptions of life in Sanskrit that's translated into English in the word for word as conceptions of life. There's no conceptions of life in the Sanskrit. Okay, so what does it mean, conceptions of life? I'll read the translation again, the verse, text 8. The living entity in the material world carries his different conceptions of life. The living entity carries his different conceptions of life from one body to another as the air carries aroma. So fortunately, we have a printout of Bhavade Vidyabhusan's commentary on text 8. And here's his commentary, his translation commentary. Whenever the jiva accepts or leaves a body, he takes these senses with him in the subtle body. Emphasis. He takes these senses with him in the subtle body. So there's another verse in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna speaks of the senses grouped around the mind. So when the senses grouped around the mind, here's a take-home message. It doesn't mean your eyeball goes from this lifetime to the next lifetime, same eyeball. Your nose that's in this lifetime goes to the next body, next lifetime. There's the organ, and there's the power of sense. Sense of sight, sense of hearing, sense of smelling. There's an instrument, the organ, through which that sense power acts. So if the instrument breaks, then it doesn't work. If the power of smell or the power of taste or the power of sight is withdrawn, the organ can be fine, but it's not going to work. Even this body, there's various senses. So it's an allegory to show that we have a gross body or sense organs like legs, or you know, organs of action. But then there's the power of locomotion. That if your legs are gone, you can still move because you have the power of locomotion. And so forth. Your limb may be amputated, but you still may have some sensation of pain, although the limb is gone. There's the sense organ. And there's the power of sense. Knowledge acquiring and working senses. So what I'm trying to establish here is, in Bhavadev's translation. It's there in the purport, this commentary also. What goes on from one body to the next body is the mind and the subtle senses, or the power of senses. And that's the equivalent of what Prabhupada is saying is the conceptions of life. So, life form, like Prabhupada is saying in this purport to this verse, if one has developed the consciousness of a cat or dog, one gets a cat or dog body. That's easy to understand. But the more subtle, or let's say more specific to what the verse is saying, message is, there's a subtle sense. Not just the consciousness, you know, like the Bhagavad Gita illustration where somebody's eating gluttonously, indiscriminately anything, everything. That's how they're using their senses, and their next body may be a pig that eats anything, everything. Because that body is suited for that consciousness, or that conception of life, or anything, everything. That's the senses, how the senses are engaged. And what are the senses doing? They're gathering information, sending to the mind, processing, or assessing the sense perception. It's the mind and the senses, and either this, one can think of it this way, the mind carries the soul to our next destination that we're accustomed to hearing. Another way is the soul, when the gross body, the physical body, is no longer operable, then the soul, along with the other elements, subtle senses, subtle mind, subtle intelligence, subtle false ego, the whole package, migrates to another physical body, carrying what Prabhupada is using as the conceptions of life. And here Bhavadeva is saying senses along with the subtle body. The subtle body we know as being mind, intelligence, false ego. The senses are also subtle. And all of those carry conceptions of life. So what am I trying to say here? The language that Prabhupada chose, conceptions of life, I know what a conception means. You know, like I have a conception of what water is because I've experienced water. And if somebody, the first time I saw it, because my senses have not encountered it. So, if one, the message is,